This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the April-May 2024 Taste of Home magazine, and we're going to start with some recipes for Cinco de Mayo, which is May the 5th, and then we'll look at some recipes for rhubarb, one of those spring the things that we want to be sure we highlight. Cinco de Mayo coming up in May 5th. And for those of you who celebrate, there are some recipes that I'm sure you're familiar with, but they may be recipes that others would like to know about as well. I was drawn to a section called Delicious Dip Platter. To assemble the snack board, slice mini sweet peppers in half lengthwise, leaving the stems attached. Remove the seeds, arrange the peppers and platter with tortilla chips and dips of your choice. And the dips of our choice today in this recipe group are a quick taco dip, a guacamole dip, and a contest-winning grilled corn salsa. So we'll start with the quick taco dip. This is from Rhonda Biancardi of Blaine, Minnesota. She says, I've made this recipe more times than I can count. The colorful dip is appealing and the taste never disappears. It is a 12-serving recipe. It uses cream cheese softened, sour cream, French onion dip, an envelope of reduced sodium taco seasoning, shredded lettuce, shredded cheddar cheese, chopped tomatoes, some sliced ripe olives drained, and of course, it says optional, but for most of us probably not, tortilla chips. Not optional, absolutely. This 12-serving recipe will use 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of sour cream, 1 8-ounce carton of French onion dip, 1 envelope of reduced sodium taco seasoning, 4 cups of shredded lettuce, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, and 1 1/2 cups of chopped tomatoes. Some sliced ripe olives drained are optional. And of course, it's all accompanied by tortilla chips. And it's interesting that there is a little sidebar here that shows us different kinds of tortilla chips that are preferred by the Taste of Home kitchen. Tostitos Original Restaurant Style, On the Border Cafe Style, Frontera Thin and Crispy, or Santitas Tortilla Triangles. Those are recommended by the Taste of Home kitchens. A review of the ingredients, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of sour cream, 1 8-ounce carton of French onion dip, 1 envelope of reduced sodium taco seasoning, 4 cups of shredded lettuce, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, and the 1 1/2 cups of chopped tomatoes. Now, in a large bowl, you beat the cream cheese, sour cream, onion dip, and taco seasoning until blended. Spread onto a 12-inch round serving platter, top with lettuce, cheddar cheese, tomatoes, and if desired, olives, and then serve it with tortilla chips. 1 serving, 232 calories. 20 grams of fat, 12 of them are saturated, 42 milligrams of cholesterol, 482 milligrams of sodium, 6 grams of carbs, that's equal to 4 grams of sugar and no fiber, and 7 grams of protein. So, quick review, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1 cup of sour cream, 1 8-ounce package or carton of French onion dip, 1 envelope of reduced sodium taco seasoning, 4 cups of shredded lettuce, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 1.5 cups of chopped tomatoes, and some optional sliced red ripe olives, drained, and tortilla chips. So that's the quick taco dip. Now we turn the page, and we will find guacamole. Guacamole from Ann Tips of Duncanville, Texas, who says this is one of our favorite spicy snack food recipes, and it's quick and easy to prepare when friends drop by on short notice. Mild or sweet peppers can be substituted for the chilies for those who like their guacamole a little less spicy. Her recipe makes about 1.5 cups. It uses ripe avocado, lemon juice, a small tomato seeded, finely chopped red onion, finely chopped green chilies, a garlic clove, some salt, and of course, tortilla chips. Specific amounts, and this is just for 1.5 cups. 1 medium ripe avocado halved, seeded, and peeled. 4.5 teaspoons of lemon juice. 1 small tomato seeded and finely chopped. 1/4 cup of finely chopped red onion. 1 tablespoon of finely chopped green chilies. 1 garlic clove minced. 1/4 teaspoon salt, that's optional, and tortilla chips. In a large bowl, coarsely mash avocado with lemon juice. Stir in the tomato, onion, chilies, garlic, and if desired, salt. Cover and chill and serve with tortilla chips. And 2 tablespoons of that is 29 calories, 3 grams of fat, 0 saturated, 0 cholesterol, 5 milligrams of sodium, 2 grams of carbs. That's equal to 1 gram of sugar and 1 gram of fiber. And there is zero protein. Guacamole. Now, a contest-winning grilled corn salsa. That's what it says. Contest-winning grilled corn salsa. This is from Terry Kaman, K-M-A-N, of La Porte, Colorado, who says, nothing beats the flavor of grilled vegetables. And this is a super way to use your garden bounty. Now, we realize it's spring, but someday there will be garden bounty. She says, I grill the veggies anytime I'm grilling something else, then whip up the salad and put it in the fridge to marinate. So this grilled corn salsa makes 7.5 cups. You'll need, of course, sweet corn, yellow summer squash, sweet red peppers, a medium red onion, a medium-sized tomato. And then there is a basil vinaigrette that goes on it that uses olive oil, white balsamic or cider vinegar, fresh basil, salt, garlic powder, and dried oregano. Specific amounts. 8 medium ears of sweet corn, the husks removed. 2 small yellow summer squash cut into 1/2-inch slices. 1 medium sweet red pepper cut into 4 wedges. 1 medium red onion cut into 1/2-inch rings. 1 medium tomato seeded and chopped. Now fill a Dutch oven 2/3 full with water, bring to a boil, add the corn. Reduce the heat, cover, and simmer until crisp tender about 5 minutes. Remove the corn, cool slightly. On a lightly oiled grill rack, grill the corn, squash, red pepper, and onion covered over medium heat until lightly browned, 8 to 10 minutes, turning occasionally. Cut the corn from the cob. Cut the squash and pepper and onion into bite-sized pieces. Place the grilled vegetables in a large bowl and add the tomato. In a small bowl, whisk the vinaigrette ingredients and then pour over the vegetables and toss to coat. Now, the vinaigrette ingredients are 1/2 cup of olive oil, 1/3 cup of white balsamic or cider vinegar, 12 fresh basil leaves chopped, and 1 teaspoon each of salt, garlic powder, and dried oregano. 1/2 cup of this is equal to 60 calories, 4 grams of fat, 1 is saturated, no cholesterol, 84 milligrams of sodium, 6 grams of carbs. That's equal to 2 grams of sugar and 1 of fiber. And there's 1 gram of protein. Diabetic exchange for this grilled corn salsa, 1/2 starch and 1/2 fat. Now, let's review the ingredients. First of all, the ingredients for the salsa and then the ingredients for the vinaigrette. For the salsa, 8 medium ears of corn, the husks removed. 2 small yellow summer squash cut into 1/2 inch pieces. 1 medium sweet red pepper cut into 4 wedges. 1 medium red onion cut into 1/2 inch rings. And 1 medium tomato seeded and chopped. Basil vinaigrette, 1/2 cup olive oil. 1/3 cup white balsamic or cider vinegar, 12 fresh basil leaves chopped, and 1 teaspoon each of salt, garlic powder, and dried oregano. Now, before we leave this section, here's a heart-healthy recipe for Baja pork tacos from Ariello Wynn of Mesquite, Texas, who says, "This delicious recipe is my copycat version of the most excellent Mexican food we ever had while vacationing in Arizona. It's a 12-serving recipe. It uses a boneless pork sirloin roast of 3 pounds, canned chopped green chilies, reduced sodium taco seasoning, ground cumin, corn tortillas, shredded lettuce, shredded pork skim, mozzarella cheese." Now, this is a 12-serving recipe. So you're going to need 1 3-pound boneless pork sirloin roast, 5 4-ounce cans of chopped green chilies, 2 tablespoons of reduced sodium taco seasoning, 3 teaspoons of ground cumin, 24 corn tortillas, the 6-inch variety, warmed, 3 cups of shredded lettuce, and 1 1/2 cups of shredded part skim mozzarella cheese. Cut the roast in half. Place in a 3 or 4 quart slow cooker. Mix the chilies, taco seasoning, and cumin. Spoon over the pork. Cook covered on low for 8 to 10 hours or until the meat is tender. Remove the pork. Cool slightly. Skim the fat from the cooking juices. Shred the meat with 2 forks. Return to the slow cooker. Heat through. Serve in tortillas with lettuce and cheese. Now, there's a freeze option. Freeze the cooled pork for up to 3 months. To use, partially thaw in the refrigerator overnight. Heat through in a covered saucepan, stirring gently, and adding broth if necessary. Now, 2 tacos are equal to 320 calories. There are 11 grams of fat. 4 of them are saturated. 77 milligrams of cholesterol, 434 milligrams of sodium, 26 grams of carbs. That's equal to 1 gram of sugar and 4 grams of fiber. And there are also 30 grams of protein. Now, a diabetic exchange for this recipe, 3 medium fat meat and 2 starch. So again, a review of the ingredients. So this is a 12-serving Baja pork tacos, 1 3-pound pork sirloin roast, 5 4-ounce cans of chopped green chilies, 2 tablespoons of reduced sodium taco seasoning, 3 teaspoons of ground cumin, 24 corn tortillas that are 6-inch variety, warmed, 3 cups of shredded lettuce, 1.5 cups of shredded part skin mozzarella cheese. Now we'll choose to shift to rhubarb because rhubarb was primarily used for pies many years ago. It earned the nickname pie plant. But over the years, savvy bakers and cooks have incorporated rhubarb into other sweet treats as well as savory dishes. New to using rhubarb? We've got some tips for you. Now, see, we're into that rhubarb, coming into that rhubarb season. To pick rhubarb from the garden, grasp firm stalks, then pull and twist. The stalks that are ready to eat should pull away easily. Remove the leaves and wash the stalks. Now, at a grocery store or farmer's market, ask for firm, shiny stalks without blemishes. If leaves are attached, they should appear fresh and unwilted. Store rhubarb stalks in the refrigerator and use within 2 weeks. The ends dry out easily, so wrap the rhubarb in a towel or place in a reusable produce bag. For longer storage, rhubarb can be frozen for up to a year. Slice the stalks into 1 or 2 inch pieces. Blanch in boiling water for 1 minute, then dunk in an ice bath. When cool, pat the pieces dry, place in a single layer on a wax paper lined baking sheet, freeze for 4 hours before transferring the pieces to an airtight container. Now, if you'd like to try rhubarb, and then there are a lot of people who are just sort of move away from rhubarb, but rhubarb is a very tasty item if you can put it into some really interesting recipes. Now, here's one you might try because it's not going to be heavy on rhubarb. You might wish to try a rhubarb bread. Grace Capon of Sacramento, California says, "This is a good bread. Our family really enjoys it. It's also very quick and easy to prepare once you have the rhubarb diced. And this recipe will make 2 loaves. Now, you'll need brown sugar, vegetable oil, 1 large egg, vanilla extract, buttermilk, all-purpose flour, salt, ground cinnamon, baking soda, finely diced fresh rhubarb, that's in about 1/4-inch cuts, and chopped nuts." Now, these are the specific amounts. You'll need 1 1/3 cups of packed brown sugar, 2/3 cup of vegetable oil, 1 large egg at room temperature, and the egg should be beaten, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup of buttermilk, 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1.5 to 2 cups of finely diced fresh rhubarb, that's like 1/4-inch cuts, and 1/2 cup of chopped nuts. In a bowl, combine sugar and oil, blend in the egg, vanilla, and buttermilk. Combine the flour, salt, cinnamon, and baking soda, add to the moist ingredients. Stir in the rhubarb and nuts. Transfer to two well-greased 8x4-inch loaf pans. Bake at 350 degrees until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, about 45 minutes. Cool for 10 minutes before removing from the pans to wire racks. Note, as an alternative for each cup of buttermilk, use 1 tablespoon of white vinegar or lemon juice plus enough milk to measure 1 cup. Stir, then let stand for 5 minutes. Or use 1 cup of plain yogurt or 1 3/4 teaspoon cream of tartar in 1 cup milk. Now, 1 piece of this bread is equal to 129 calories, 6 grams of fat, 1 gram saturated, 7 milligrams of cholesterol, 109 milligrams of sodium, 17 grams of carbs. That's equal to 10 grams of sugar, no fibers, and 2 grams of protein. Now, a review of this ingredients, of the ingredients for the rhubarb bread. 1 1/3 cups of packed brown sugar, 2/3 cup of vegetable oil, 1 large egg at room temperature beaten, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup of buttermilk, 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 1/2 to 2 cups of finely diced fresh rhubarb, 1/4 inch cuts, and 1/4 cup of chopped nuts. Now, here's an easy rhubarb relish recipe, a quick little recipe from Helen Brooks of Lacombe, Alabama. She says, I remember eating this relish at my grandmother's. My mother made it for years, and now my daughters do too. It pairs well with cheese and crackers and complements any meat. Now, this recipe makes 4 pints, so you'll need finely chopped fresh or frozen rhubarb, a medium onion, sugar, cider vinegar, salt, ground cloves, ground allspice, paprika, and ground cinnamon. Specific amounts, 12 cups of finely chopped fresh and frozen rhubarb, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 cups of sugar, 1 cup of cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1 teaspoon of ground allspice, 1/4 teaspoon paprika, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. Rinse 4 2-cup freezer containers and lids with boiling water and dry thoroughly. In a large saucepan, combine all the ingredients. Bring to a boil, reduce the heat, and simmer until the mixture thickens about 2 hours, stirring occasionally. Fill all containers to within 1/2 inch of tops. Wipe off the top edges of the containers. Cover with lids. Refrigerate up to 3 weeks or freeze extra containers up to 12 months. Thaw the frozen relish in the refrigerator before serving. 2 tablespoons are equal 31 calories, 0 fat, 0 cholesterol, 38 milligrams of sodium, 8 grams of carbs, that's 7 sugars, no fiber, and 0 protein. So for the easy rhubarb relish, 12 cups of finely chopped fresh or frozen rhubarb, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 cups of sugar, 1 cup of cider vinegar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of ground cloves, 1 teaspoon of ground allspice, 1/4 teaspoon paprika, and 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Barbara, with the Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I wish for you a wonderful day.